Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Vizsla Silver Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF, chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now Mike, the news that came out today, some impressive drill results from this Napoleon area on the larger project here of this Panuku silver and gold project. The headline number says Vizsla hits 300 meters to the south of Napoleon, doubling the length. The drill result is almost 4.5 meters. That is true width at over 2,700 grams per ton silver equivalent. So 2.7 kilograms silver equivalent here. Mike, give us some insights on this drill result and now the expansion that you guys are seeing with the step out hole here.
Well, thank you. And we've even had in that 12 kilograms of silver equivalent over just under a meter. So there's some spectacular high grades. But I think the significance of this result is that we've actually extended the strike now to just about 600 meters of strike at the Napoleon proper discovery area. And we've tracked that at 300 meters of depth as well, too. So this panel, which is now 600 meters by 300 meters, is really progressing with mineralization. And the release prior to today's, we came out with an average vein width of over 4 meters and an average grade of it over 440 grams per ton silver equivalent. So, you know, just to kind of show that we're very rapidly putting meat on the bones here. And, you know, I think we see the pathway to a very significant resource eventually on Napoleon.
Mike, what about the true width of this vein, or at least this drill result of almost 4.5 meters? That's quite wide for really any type of silver, high-grade silver vein in Mexico or around the world. Give us some context here.
Yeah, so with that average true width of the vein that we've calculated on the 54 holes at Napoleon now, it's over 4 meters. So a 4 meter true width vein underground in Mexico is it's really impressive. And, you know, and an average grade of over 440 grams silver equivalent plus some very high grade areas, it could be a very profitable operation.
So what's going to be the follow-up then here? Just how big could this Napoleon vein now be, and what kind of work do you need to do to prove that out?
So we've announced 600 meters of strike. We've mapped Napoleon for over 2 kilometers. So, you know, if you even start to look at some of the dimensions on what it could be, which is, you know, 2 kilometers by 300 depth from what we've drilled so far. Of course, it's open north, south, and at depth. You know, I think you can start to see the legs that Napoleon has to grow into something very, very significant here. And of course, that's less than 4% of the total overall vein extent of the district. We have about 80 kilometers of vein extent of known veins throughout the district. So just to give you an idea of how big, you know, this district could be, you know, just alone, the Napoleon vein could be a junior company could have a project just based on the Napoleon vein alone. But we have, you know, 80 kilometers of vein strike in the distance, just district. So it really is significant. And what we'll continue to do is just drill on Napoleon. We have 4 rigs turning and lots of news to come.
So what about testing out all these other opportunities? We have talked about some of these other areas, but as you said, Napoleon could be a company maker for one junior, but you guys have all kinds of other opportunities as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, you know, it is a true district here. And so, you know, we are drilling Napoleon with 4 rigs. We have 1 rig at Tejitos, which is about 500 meters to the east of Napoleon. And we had some excellent results there recently as well, too. High grade multi-kilo results there. But in addition to Tejitos and Napoleon, which are on the western side of the district, we are also actively drilling in the central part of the district at Animas and Cordon de Loro, which are both, you know, very long 5 kilometer plus veins running through the district. And then we have the eastern section of the project that we're generating targets and new veins to drill. We have over 150 targets that we're working through in an exploration matrix. So it's a very active exploration program, 8 rigs turning. You know, I think that we'll be in a position to really explore and get a significant amount of value out of the district here.
So with 8 rigs turning and still all this exploration potential, I get the strategy of going out and continuing to show all the opportunity and all the blue sky potential. But when does it get to a point here where the company needs to shift into resource and putting some economics around this project?
Well, we, you know, the spacing that we're doing at Napoleon is resource spacing drilling. So, I think it's something that we're very active on. And of course, the grid drilling that we're doing is based on, resource style drilling. So we'll be moving towards that, and economics will follow a resource. And that could be, in the future, near future sometime, but we're not really putting a timeline on it because there's a lot more to find here at Napoleon. I think we have a strategy where more than half, 5 of our 8 rigs are drilling on resource style targets. So Napoleon and Tijitos, and then 3 are doing some more of the quote unquote wildcat drilling to generate new targets across the district. So we balance it well, and we operate as a team very well here. And what's impressive is that team that we have that's been compiled in a relatively short time, but it's working together very well. And the evidence, of course, is that is continued discovery and a smooth drill program going on at the project.
So, Mike, when you compare these results to other projects in Mexico or around the world, again, these are some very nice results in terms of width and just simply in terms of grade. What is possible here? In a big picture sense, what are the goals of the company? What do you think this project could yield in terms of total ounces or any other metrics that you're using?
Well, of course, it's something that's difficult to, with compliant rules and things like that, difficult to put a projection on without a resource. But, just looking at the average strike and the width of the Napoleon vein, I see there, that could very well be a pathway to 50, 60, even 100 million ounces of silver equivalent there. Now, across the entire district, I think it's possible that, it could be sitting on one of these famous Mexican long-lived epithermal vein fields like a San Dimas or a Palmarejo. Any of these significant silver fields that, significant to companies in the last cycle.
Okay. So then in terms of cash in the bank to just continue to move all this drilling forward and continue to show the blue sky here, where does the company stand?
We have about $20 million in the bank, so we're fully funded for our drilling, and we're in good shape.
And in terms of news flow, is it going to just be continuous drill results then?
Yeah, exactly. It should just continue to be these meaningful drill results and these high grades, and basically extending the known mineralization at Napoleon.
Now, Mike, I know the market is broadly under pressure, especially precious metal stocks, and pretty much across the board, a lot of these stocks have dropped. But even on the back of the news today, the stock, as we're recording this, is up about 1%, just over 1%. Do you think that's simply because the market is down, or is the market completely misunderstanding something about this news release?
Well, I think we are now moving into the stage of where the company is beyond exploration and more into defining mineralization at Napoleon and showing the mineralized extent of this vein. And I think there's a transition period here as institutions and other sophisticated investors start to take an interest in what's possible here. And, those that are early are able to kind of capture some of the gains and, kind of be early in the story again. Of course, we're trading about 50% from our high last summer. And, so I think, is it possible that the market is misunderstood or didn't understand the significance of these results today? Yeah, I think that's quite possible. And I think, as we continue to show the dimensions of this vein with the grades, I think that'll become more apparent, and the stock should respond more favorably to that.
So, Mike, one other question. When it comes to some of these institutions, I know that a lot of these guys do wait for some sort of resource and then even economics before actually pulling the trigger. Is that how you're going to get some of these bigger institutions in? Is by moving into a resource? Because the company, as much as these drill results are impressive, you guys are still pre-resource here.
Yes, that's true. And you know, that's the, you know, we are actively drilling resource style holes and, you know, on grid drilling and putting together internal resources for the company. So I think that, you know, eventually that will be, you know, so an item that we check off our list.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up with Mike as more news comes out and also to get all of your questions answered. Mike, I appreciate the update today. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Corey. Have a good day.